Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are talking money once again as we kick off the new year. With all kinds of great things that have to do with money. If you just are tuning in, you know, last week we kind of had this kickoff and talked about some of the things that we need to do. You know, it's always important to do some reviewing, and that review involves 7 points that we're going to be covering today. Last week I covered 4 of those points. I'm going to cover the final 3, and then we're going to start the beginning of creating your 2021 plan as it relates to money. You know, the thing we learned a lot last year, and if you had a great year, then you know what, you should be very proud of yourself. Hopefully you're in a great business that did that. We talked about this, and so the 7 key points as a quick review I thought I might hit is, the first one is earning money matters. And not only does earning money matters, does it matter, but also how you earn money matters. And so when you're thinking about something like this, think about, you know, what am I going to do differently? Should I change? Should I, you know, what should I be doing in order to make sure and lock in my earning power? And so here's some things right now. All right. So over half the people said if you would change, they would had a chance to work from home permanently, they would. How about that? So here's some keys real quick. Key bullet points. Number one, you need to analyze your income. Take a look at it. You need to analyze your skill set. And so now you say to yourself, well, am I making enough money? Number one, do I have the skills to be able to maintain this? I need to analyze my industry I'm in, because you may be in one of those industries that, you know, really is never going to come back. And so you need to analyze your jobs, what I call pandemic strength. So is it going to be able to hold up? You know, we've seen all this stuff working from home and things like that. We've seen a lot of businesses that just went out of business and they're never coming back. You need to create a self-growth plan, create multiple streams of income, and then just go to work and make it happen. So I covered that last week. And handling your money matters. I talked to you last week about analyzing your net worth and analyzing the profit margin, the difference between what you have and what you have going out. In other words, income minus expenses, and then we focus on the fundamentals. And then I talked about, you can never be too conservative. So stop spending money on stupid things. You know, once you get ahead, I know people, it just burns a hole in their pocket. If they get an extra money, they just can't wait to go spend it, you know. And you see this all the time with people who win the lottery. They turn around and they end up, you know, going bankrupt and they won the lottery. So stop spending money on stupid things. Live well below your means. Stop adding bad debt. What is bad debt? Bad debt is things that you can't afford to pay, number one. And number two, it's tied to something that depreciates. And so let's go clean up our balance sheet. Let's look at what we've got. Let's get rid of the bad debt. You know, maybe it could involve a mortgage to refinance, all this kind of stuff, cut some cost, all that kind of stuff. And then we're going to fire our bills and rehire only the ones that matter. And that's the key element as we go into deeper getting into the budget. And so that was what we covered, kind of a quick review from last week. And now I'm going to continue down to the next stage, and that is have a plan. All right, so let's think about this. We want to have a plan, all right? And what is the plan? The plan is made up of 3 things. The first part of your plan is you got to increase your income. I'm going to give you some stats here in just a little while about what goes on and, you know, in talking to people. But the majority of people out there, all right, the first step is you need to work on your income. You need to work on figuring out a way to raise your income, but don't raise your expenses. The second thing you do in your plan is you need to cut expenses. So what we do is we go through, and you know, I've been doing this for years and years and years and years. I start back in November of the year, and I start working on my plan. I start working on what I'm going to do so when January rolls around, I'm already ahead of the curve. Some of you right now, you have some big goals and you have some New Year's resolutions, but you got to learn how to put this in a documented format and put it on paper and start looking at how you're going to actually go about doing it. We're going to talk about that today. So you want to have a plan to increase your income. You want to cut your expenses. And in November, what I do is I tend to go through and I start looking at, I've spent all this money, all these monthly things that are coming out and things like that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get rid of the things that I can live without, and I'm going to automatically monetize that monthly out. So let's say I cut $100 out of something that I really don't even use. Well, that $100 is $1,200. That $100 is over 5 years. It's $6,000. What if you figure out a way to do that three or four times, okay, in just looking through stuff, and you find $300. Well, $300 is in a year, $3,600. In 5 years, it's almost $20,000. So you want to do that. Then take that difference and invest it wisely so you can get free. So then what we do is we start looking at, we say, well, what's the next one? Well, don't panic. I've been getting calls right now, and I get calls all the time, about what should I do? Should I worry about the stock market? Hey, what about, we got a new president. What should I do? How should I feel? Should I be more conservative? Should I do this? Should I do that? And I always tell them the same thing. It works like this. I never make decisions on my money and my investments based on short-term things. You know what? I never do that. I don't know what's going to happen, with Biden and the new administration. I don't know. All I know is this. I need a plan. And my plan is I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to stay focused. I never time the market. If you try to time the stock market, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get scared if you come out and it goes back up, because now you're saying, oh man, if I go back in it, look what's going to happen to me. So you have to time it twice. You have to know when to sell and when to buy. And if everybody knew how to do that, nobody would be working. They'd just be playing the stock market. So you want to stay the course, never time the market. And then what you want to do is you want to be thinking in terms of dollar cost averaging your money. So we're going to put our money in on a regular basis, on and on, automatically drafted, things like that. So with that being said, when we come back, we're going to continue on this plan, okay, on how to, have the steps in place in order to make things happen. So this is Roy Matlock Jr.'s Money and Business Hour, if you're just tuning in. And I want to introduce something to you that I think you'll really enjoy. It's called a Family Financial Workshop. We're doing that on January 30th. It's free, so invite your friends, family, and anyone that is important to you, even your teenagers, to learn about money. To register, visit roymatlockjr.com. That's the Family Financial Workshop, January 30th. Visit roymatlockjr.com, and we'll be right back. This is Roy Matlock Jr., and we're talking money once again. We do this every single week, helping you get control of the two things that matter most. Number one is what you're earning, and then secondly, what you do with what you earn. And if you'd like to reach us, reach my office, or you'd like to find out more about how we help people with your money, you can call 615-843-2999 or go to roymatlockjr.com, and you can download some of our guides. We've got educational courses on there, and I've got a weekly podcast that you can also tune into. You can find that at roymatlockjr.com, or you can go to any of your podcast downloads. So with that being said, so when we start looking at the things that matter, 7 points to get on the right track, the first one is earning money matters. You got to always be working on your income. Number two, handling your money matters, because you got to always be looking at that dollar and saying, why am I wasting this? Why am I blowing this? Well, I got to get control of it. You can never be too conservative. Always play scared. always be conservative in handling your money. Look at your dollars, not as a dollar, but as a dollar that could grow over time. If you consume it, you also consume the future growth on it. If you invest it, you get the future growth on it and the dollar that you didn't consume. Have a plan. Don't panic. And then we're going to go into the next one, which is be flexible and quick pivot. So let me give you an example. There's an old story that was said. It says, if you're on a dead horse, dismount. How about that? If you're on a dead horse, dismount. Now, what does that mean? That means that in many cases right now, this last year, some of you experienced that you were riding a dead horse. Your income stream got tore up. It got dissipated. And in many cases, it maybe went completely away. It might have been, okay, something you've been doing for a long time, yet things change. I was talking to somebody just yesterday, and we were talking about real estate, and they had one big property, and that one big property is in, you know, a big percentage of their net worth. And I said, you know, that's not very safe because that one property is either rented or it's not rented. The neighborhoods could change. Lots of different things can happen. So it's not just your job that changes. Things change. That's why you got to always be flexible and be willing to do a quick pivot. So what might the quick pivot be for some of you right now? The first one might be that you need to add a side hustle. Maybe what you need to do is you need to do something on the side. You know, I look back at my life. I just turned 60 years old. I have been in some type of business since I was 20. I don't think ever that there has been a time that I didn't have more than one thing happening. If I did have that little bit of time when I had something, it didn't have two things happening. I was working on it. And so what I was able to do was always have my primary income stream, and then I always had these side income streams. And then what happened is sometimes, you know, things would come from one place, and sometimes they come from another place. But the bottom line is I wasn't on the end of the diving board bouncing up and down about to fall in if my one source were to stop. And so what you might want to consider is a side hustle. What's a side hustle? Find something you can make some extra money in that you know that, hey, if something happened to your primary source of income, you know what you could do? You could just put more time into that side hustle. Develop an income stream from something else. Number two, it might be time for you to get some education updates. You know, as the job market gets tougher, and it is right now, the companies that are out there, they're looking for people who have skill sets. And so you might look and say, how can I increase my skill set? If you increase your skill set, the chances for you to earn more money and stay working dramatically increases. Third thing is, it's possible right now you should just change jobs. How about that? Maybe you should do that. Maybe just say, you know what, this is just, I don't see this happening. I'm going to change jobs. Now, let me point this out. We don't quit our job. We change jobs. So what we do is we go from one thing to the next. My dad used to say this all the time. It's like the monkey. What the monkey will do is he'll grab one limb and he'll go to the next one, one vine. He doesn't just let go, because if he did, he'd fall. So what you want to be thinking about is changing. You always change. You never quit. Remember that. Change, don't quit. The next thing may be that you got to cut some costs, some real costs. Maybe you got to make a decision to get rid of a car, or maybe you need to downsize your house, okay? Whatever it may be, you need to be thinking about it. You need to be flexible and be able to pivot quickly. One of my friends, a guy named Tom Hopkins, used to say this. He says, I never see failure as failure, but something that I would need to just change course in my direction. So I never see failure as failure, but an opportunity to change course in my direction. So in many cases right now, if I'm talking to you and things are great, hallelujah, guess what you need to be doing? Increasing your education. This is the great time to maybe start that side business when things are good because, you know, things happen. Things change. I wish it was everything was stable, but, you know, this is the way it is. And people hate change. And if you embrace change, you move yourself in a great direction. So with that, what we're going to do now is we're going to move into the 2021 game plan. I want to give you some findings, though, that are going on right now. Surveys that are done of people and their money. Get this, 45% of America right now has zero in their savings account. Zero set aside. How about that? Zero. Think about that. 45% of those people that are posting those happy days on social media, 45% of them have zero in savings. Another 24% have less than $1,000. Now, what does that say? 69% of America right now has less than $1,000 in savings. Wow. Okay. They need financial help. They need to be listening to this. And that survey came back and it said the top reason that they were not saving more money is because they were living paycheck to paycheck. 33% said that obstacle was keeping them from saving. 20% said a high cost of living prevented them from saving more money. So you start looking at it. So, well, what is this show about? The show's about two things. It's about taking a look at your income. I always tell people if you're not making enough money, if you hate your job, you're never going to make any money. Because if you hate your job, you're never going to do it hard enough, get obsessed enough to be able to get your income up. And so you need to change. All right. So the second part is making sure that you take the money that you have, do something with it, and do it in a smart way. And that's what we're going to go into today. The number one thing respondents said they need to save money would help them is that bigger paycheck. It would help them to save more. And the other thing, get this, 18% said lowering debt would do this. The most common place that people save their money is a savings account. How about that? At the bank. The most common, 33% say they take advantage to store their cash in a savings account. All right? So what does that say? 0.1 of 1%. Oh, my goodness. All right. That's what people are doing with their money. So with that being said, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to start talking about a plan to help you get moving in the right direction. Do you have anybody helping you with your money? If you had a financial advisor like me, do you think you would be doing better today? Would you like some help when it comes to your money? I've been doing this for 35 years. So pick up the phone and call our office and schedule a free consultation. It can be by phone, by Zoom, or even one-on-one, 615-843-2999, or you can visit RoyMatlockJr.com, and we will be right back. All right, Roy Matlock Jr., and we are back. And if you are just tuning in, this is kind of the kickoff, show number two of the kickoff of 2021, helping you get your plan in place in order to make 2021 the way it should be. And if you need help with your money, I would encourage you to visit RoyMatlockJr.com and download some of our free guides. Also, we have our upcoming Family Financial Workshop, that as well as our 12-part course on money. You can find both of those at RoyMatlockJr.com. And so as we get started, we're going to talk about the four steps to a successful money plan that will make you take you from worry to confidence. So the first one's the right income plan. The next one's the right education. The third one is buying the right products. And the fourth one, I believe, is to have the right advisor, having somebody help you, a coach, that kind of thing. Read this from the National Financial Educators Council. It's in the Atlantic Magazine. It says financial education programs benefit 100% of students. Compare this to only 19% of students need high school level algebra in their job. So parents, if you don't teach personal finance to your kids, they will likely never get any financial education. It's your responsibility to ensure they're ready to leave home with the skills, behaviors, and system that will help them be self-sufficient members of society and avoid the associated money struggles. How about that? And that's from the educators. So let's get started with our 2021 plan. All right. So you get in your car and you want to go somewhere. First thing we do now is we go in and we pull our phone out, or we look at the car, the GPS, and we say, I want to go on a trip and here's where I want to end up. And so we put that in, and it says the address is in there. That's the goal. And then it says it's going to take you 36 minutes. It's 13 miles, and you hit start. Okay? And then it says go here, turn right, turn left, go 3 miles, do that kind, all those kind of things, and you will arrive in 33 minutes, whatever it is. Goal, plan, schedule. That's called a GPS. That's what we do. So when we're building our financial plan, the first thing we got to have is we got to have a GPS. So let's talk about the GPS. The first one is the dream. You know, I had this conversation with one of my sons, and I told him, I said, you know, the first thing you have to do is you got to figure out what you want. You know, the price that you pay will be determined by the dream that you have. So think about this. You know, if, just think for a minute, if you bought one of those lottery tickets and you said, man, I sure would like to win the lottery. And just pretend for a minute, you woke up and you're like, I won the lottery. I'm going to get $250,000 a year for the rest of my life. Do nothing. I won the lottery. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, you're just dreaming about this. You're thinking, man, if I won the lottery, what would I do? Where would I live? What would I drive? What would I do with for my kids and my charities and my church and all these different things? You start thinking about, where would I travel? I would do all these things, and I would just be excited. I'm thinking, man, I can do all this stuff. You know, I would help my family and my friends, and, you know, we'd have all these different things. You know, I would go travel the world. I'd do all these different things. And you're saying, and I want you to think just for a second. You didn't even win it. And you got excited. So the first step, if you want to get moving in the right direction, is you got to have a dream. What's the dream going to be? What's it going to be like? What's life going to be like? All right. And so what we do is we take our dream and we put it on paper. Now, you know, we have people out there right now that choose to do jobs that don't make a lot of money, and they do it on purpose. That's what they like. So they're probably not going to have the same dreams as an entrepreneur that wants to go change the world, okay, and have a private plane and houses all over the country and stuff like that and open foundations and things like that. But they have a dream. So the first step is you got to say, if money were really no object, what would I do? Where would I live? What would I drive? Where would I go on vacation? What would my kids be like? What would I do to give? What would I do? All these kind of things. And so what we do then is we put this on paper. So step number one is we put it on paper what we would like to do. I always tell people, you know, you have a financial independence goal and you have a wealthy goal. You may not care about the wealthy goal, but you need to have a financial independence goal, and that's a number. And so what we're going to do to start with, we're going to say, well, based on everything, the way I live and the way I think, and I like to do this and I like to do that, and I like these kind of restaurants, I need 80 grand a year. All right, that's what I need. I need to make 80 grand a year or 90 grand a year, whatever that number is. I got to come up with that number. So now what we've done, we've taken the time, and you can download the budget forms from roymatlockjr.com. So you can put all this on paper, which is what you got to do. And you put this on paper and you download this form and you start going in there saying, this is what it would cost. Then I'm going to back out. If I've got a house payment, what am I going to be paying? You know, what's it going to cost? I mean, detail it. I'm going to have this kind of car. What am I going to do? We're going to continue doing all these kind of things until we come up with our number. What do we need to earn in order to do that? Now, let's say that 80 grand is the number. And you want to one day be able to retire with a similar lifestyle, not having to work to do it. So then we're going to go in, we're going to come up with our financial independence number. That's our future number to make our, we're going to live our dream now, and we're going to save enough money built into that dream, that income, that's going to allow us to one day be able to live this way and retire one day. So what we're doing is we're starting to go get it in our head. We put it on paper. We now have an idea of what we want. Step number one, most important thing financially, is to get a clear picture of how you want things to be. Put it on paper. You may need to it'll take you time. You'll be updating it. You'll be doing all that kind of stuff. Once you do that, you then say, well, there's two things that are going to cause me to reach my goal. Number one is my income, and the other is my expenses. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to make sure that whatever I get involved in from a working standpoint, be a business or a job, whatever it may be, it's going to have to be able to support my dream. All right. So if the job that I'm looking at is not going, the top people don't make enough money in order for me to support my dream, then I need to go somewhere else and find something different that I would like. It's not only one thing in life you like doing. So then once we do that, then we start looking for that 80 grand a year type income, if that's the number. And we got to make sure and get involved in something that actually will allow us to do that. Now, we may not be qualified to do that at this point. So now we go through and we say, well, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this. But the bottom line, I got to make 80 grand. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a certain type of work. Now I'm going to get great at it. I'm going to learn how to be a professional in doing that. And understand overnight success is usually 10 to 20 years later. So we're going to start doing that, and we're going to get a plan to where we got our income plan in place. We know what we need. We know how much we need to save in order to have the back end to the dream. We now have found something. We're going to get great at it. And guess what happens? We are reaching our goals. We're excited. We wake up every day. We do that. We put that on paper. All right. Then once we do that, what we're going to do is we're going to work on making sure to spend less than we make and hit our savings goal. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about that to show you how to cut those, put the expenses in play, have a working budget, all those kind of things. I hope you're enjoying the show. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. I want to encourage you, visit roymatlockjr.com, download the budget sheet and all of the other great resources that we have, and we will be right back. And we're back, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are talking money and putting together your GPS, your goal, your plan, your schedule, how to create a long-term plan to get financially free, to enjoy life, to be able to do the things that you really want to do. I want to encourage you to go to roymatlockjr.com and register for our upcoming family workshop. We also have a 12-part course on money. They're all free. They're on Zoom. You can do that. Visit roymatlockjr.com, and you can get started on some of those kind of things. When we left in the last segment, we talked about the dream. You know, what is the dream? The dream is the number, okay, that will allow you to do the things you want to, the way you want to live, the way you want to travel, the way you want to do all that kind of stuff. And then we go find us an income source that we like, that we enjoy, that we can get excited about, that we wake up every day, want to get better at it. Okay, it's not a job anymore because we like it. We're going to get great at it. And we're going to make sure, though, whatever we're putting our energy into, that it's going to be able to support our dream and our income that is going to be needed in order to produce the dream. So we start that way. So once we do that, we have an income and expense goal. All right. So this income and expense goal is we need to make this much money. We need to spend this much money. We need to have automatically set aside to long-term investments that will get us financially independent one day to where we can always live this way, except not having to work to do it. And we're going to have a job, or we're going to have a business, or we're going to have both. All right. We're going to go out there and fight, but we're never going to be ever, guys, never will you be in a dead end job. People that they tell me, yeah, they have dead end jobs. Okay. Who wants a dead end job or a dead end business? So you've got to always be working on your education. You got to be working on your skill sets. You got to get better. You got to always be doing that. You got to always be sharp. You got to be working on it. I recommend you be listening to the right things, to the podcast now. It's easy to where you can go and search any subject and do that. I would be telling you to read. You can bring in. I wake up every morning and I read because I want to be great at what I do. I want to be up to speed. I don't want people asking me questions that I don't know the answer to. So therefore, I'm reading. All right. So now we have our income plan and our expense plan, or our goal. Okay. And then what we're going to do now is we're going to implement the plan. So we have our goal, then we get our plan. And what is our income and expense plan? So we're going to start out where, so, well, we got a written budget. How about that? We have X number of dollars coming in. We have a written budget. From that budget, we are going to then set up an automated system to save money. We're going to automate it. It might be your 401k that you're putting money into, or your Roth IRA or traditional IRA. It might be, you know, if you have children, you want to save money for them. But the bottom line is we're going to automate it. We're going to put savings at the beginning of the line, and we're going to end up, okay, guaranteeing a plan because we put it in place. We did the goal. We found out our financial independence number. We're doing it. So then we start looking and we say, well, what is the schedule? When do we want to get free? So what is free? Well, free is 20 times your desired income in current dollars. So what does that mean? Well, I want 100 grand a year. Okay, 100 times 20, I need 2 million bucks. If I have 2 million right now, I can do my 100 grand a year. Do nothing, not have to worry about it running out, all that kind of stuff. Or I want 30 grand a year. Well, I need 600,000. Just take your income times 20. And that's going to be pretty well putting you in place, assuming that you got your money invested. Okay, it's not going to, you have to have more money if you have a lower return, but that's kind of the rule of thumb, about 20 times. So then what we do, we say, well, 20 times my income, I want to do it in 20 years. Well, now, how do we calculate that? Well, we do what we call a financial independence number. Well, what's 20 times my income today? Well, I want to have 100 grand a year. That's 2 million today. 20 years from now, if inflation's 3%, I need 4 million. All right. So now I got my number. I need $4 million. Then I back it out. I say, well, if I get 9% on my money, all right, I need to save X number of dollars a month. Here is my financial independence number that I need to be saving every month. And I'm going to automate it. I'm going to have it drafted out of my checking account, or I'm going to have it drafted out of my paycheck. I'm going to take advantage of all the matching funds. I'm going to eliminate debt to free up money to save. I'm going to get rid of things that make no sense, like cash value life insurance, or once you have an emergency fund, having low deductibles on your car and home insurance, stuff like that. We're going to move that up. We're going to raise our deductibles on our health insurance. We do all these kind of things. But we're going to get out of debt. We're going to get the fundamentals going, and we're going to start doing it. So let me give you an example of a financial independence number. So let's say today you're 30 years old, and you say, I want to quit and retire in 30 years. So that means I'm 30 today. I'm going to be 60 when I quit. Doesn't matter how old you are, but you got a 30-year goal, and your ideal income is $100,000, like we were talking about. After inflation, the actual at 3% inflation, you need $243,000 in 30 years. All right? So in 30 years, you need $243,000. And that's going to last you for another 30 years. How about that? So you say, well, I need $243,000 in 30 years to equal $100,000 today. And then I need to make that last long enough, another 30 years for me to live, say at age 90, joint life expectancy 90. What is my FIN number? The FIN number is $2,624,000. That's your FIN, your financial independence number. How about that? Your financial independence number. It's a calculation. And that calculation will allow you to be confident. So what we do is we say, well, let's get confident at 9%. How can we do it? We go and we get our money invested correctly. Once you understand how investments work and you do things the right way, and you say, well, I feel good about 9%. Well, I need $2,624,000 in 30 years. If I have zero today, I need to save and invest $1,421 a month. And in 30 years, I'll have my $2,624,000. It'll be the equivalent of $100,000 a year today. I just won the money game. I have some of my clients right now that I've worked with, and I tell them, I say, hey, man, you're a winner. You won. How about that? You did it. You won. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't you love to have somebody you're working with on your money, and they said, hey, you won. It's okay. Go spend some money. It's fine. You won. You did it. You paid the price. You sacrificed. You did what you're supposed to do. But now you won, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. You've won the game. How about that? So if you'd like to find out about your FIN number, that's something we provide for our clients. If you would like to find that out, go to roymatlockjr.com. Fill out one of the forms. Ask for a free consultation. You can get that. You'll get your FIN number. You call in, and we will, at 615-843-2999, here's what we'll do. We'll give you your FIN number. We'll take what you have, what your goals are, where you want to end up going. We call it a financial needs analysis. We'll pull everything together, and we will give you a clear route from wherever you are to where you want to go, so you can worry less about money and enjoy life more. Isn't that what most people want? We want to enjoy our life more and worry less. Isn't that the way it would be? Well, what if you knew you had a plan, a goal, a plan, a schedule that would take you to that place? Or would you rather just get in the car, get in the Uber, and the guy says, where do you want to go? He says, I don't know. Just start driving. And then the next thing you know, you end up someplace, and you're like, why am I over here? Well, the wind blew it that way. All right, it just happened. You know, I don't know why things like this always happen to me. All right? Well, the reason they happen to you is you don't plan it. So we got to plan it. And we're going to have setbacks along the way. But you want to have a plan. At least give yourself a chance, if that makes sense. So now let's think about this. How does it start? Well, it kind of starts with a budget. So how do we set a budget up? There's a lot of ways to set a budget up. But, hey, here's a rule of thumb. About 25% should go to living expenses. About 30% will go to taxes. I mean, not taxes, but about to housing, 20% to taxes. You'll have 4% insurance. And you should have a goal of saving 15% of your money. Cool thing, I had a client call in just a couple days ago, and he said, you know, they're matching me 5%. So that means if I put in 5, I get 10. Oh, wow. How about that? So what if this guy goes out and saves 15 like we recommend, and then actually gets 5% match, 97, 20? So what does 20 do for you? 20% makes you put you in a position where you can come to your number quicker. right? And so now what we do is we say rather than 30 years, we're going to do it in 20 years. And so what are the steps to building the financial house? Well, the basic foundation of building the financial house is protect your income and assets. You don't want to be getting beat up, okay, by somebody suing you, all those kind of things. You don't want that. You want to protect your income in the event of an untimely death. You have enough term life insurance. We're going to be moving into building this financial house over the next several weeks. Then we have a budget and an emergency fund that keeps us from failing. It's called a defense. So when we do things, what we want to do is have a great defense. The defense is protect your income and assets, have a budget, have an emergency fund, and accelerate and get rid of all bad debt. Now, is all debt bad? Absolutely not. If you look at what's going on right now, we're at some of the lowest interest rates that have ever been in history, okay, when it comes to your home mortgage. Don't be accelerating paying off your house when you got a 2% loan. Doesn't make sense. The math doesn't add up. You're better off not doing that. You're better off investing your money. Now, if you've got credit card debt and high interest car payments and things like that, then you want to start knocking that out, all right? Because that'll free you up money to save. I'll never forget back in the days when I first, I didn't know what I was doing. I got in the financial business. I had two car payments. And I figured out, I said, well, these car payments are killing me. So what I got to do is get rid of these nice cars, buy two jalopies, and get out of debt. And so I had $600 a month in car payments a long, long time ago. And I sold those cars, got out from under the big debt, and then I turned around and put it into something cheaper, and I was out of debt from a car payment with about a year. And so we want to do that. Then we go to the future planning, homeownership, retirement savings, college planning, all that kind of stuff. And so with that being said, guys, as we come back all throughout this year, I will be working with you to help you put together a game plan to help you become debt-free, financially independent on your way to a very worry-free life. With that being said, visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'll talk to you next week.